Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Actually, was up super early this morning and out of the house and did like a mile and a half walk each direction. So, kind of cool. Having a problem with my computer. Huh, really? Really? Go figure. No, you're kidding me, right? Anyway, so I decided I was going to try to publish my my radio show on the computer, but of course I'm having all sorts of difficulties, and I'm just like, all right, I'm over it. I'm done. So it's gorgeous out. It's a real late summer day. It was cool this morning, but it wasn't cold. Like, there was no, wasn't cold cool like that. And so I did this beautiful walk, and then, albeit where I was walking wasn't exactly the fun highlight of the day, but it was important. So I did this long walk, and then I decided, obviously I had to walk home because I did not have a car. So I did my walk home and decided to make myself a very nice lunch, albeit early. So I have to say that originally, I changed the show from today till tomorrow because there were a handful of problems with this morning, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it. So I, you know, anyway. So here I am back to regular time, regular bat channel, regular bat station, blah, 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 all good. So, yeah, absolutely gorgeous out. This is, like, my total favorite weather. It's just, you know, one of those spectacular days. It's, you know, sun is up. It looks like it could rain. I don't think it will rain. But it's just a really pretty day out. So, walking back, I did, like, I have to say, I did at least 3 miles. So that was all good. And, yeah, so I came back, had myself a really lovely lunch, and then I'm, like, zooming around on my computer trying to figure out, like, what is, like, fabulous to talk about. And so I was reading all the different various things in the news, and I have to tell you, feeling quite uninspired by the news. I don't want to even read it or do a thing about it. The only interesting thing was there's a building in London, a new building. They're calling it the Walkie Talkie Tower. And because it's like all reflective material, they changed it from the walkie-talkie to the, what was the crazy name that they're calling it? They're calling it, what happened was this skyscraper melted a mirror on a Jaguar. So it went from walkie-talkie to walkie-scorchy. That was it. Doesn't really rhyme as much, but anyway. So it's kind of funny, though, when you look at the photograph of it in that kind of dark sky, and then this building is really shining, like the light on it is unbelievable, and they have all these really old-world low buildings in front. Now, the skyscraper, as they're calling it, a skyscraper, it's only 37 stories tall, the office tower in the city of London's financial district. But it's really funny to me because they were saying that it was built in 2003, but it really wasn't finished. I guess it was like, you know, it was still going up. But it's such a cumbersome-looking building. It's a real big rectangular building. It's just sort of out of place. Now, there are a few other tall buildings, albeit none as tall as 37 stories. But looking at the picture that I'm looking at, I have to say it's kind of like, they're calling it a skyscraper, but I guess for London, that's a skyscraper when everything else is only like, you know, 4 or 5 stories tall. And wasn't there like a law for a really long time in Europe that you couldn't build taller than the nearby church? I know that that was a thing in Germany, in Sweden, in Switzerland. It was really like you were not allowed to build taller than the local church. Talk about having power, right? I think that's very funny, you know, because when you think about the church and the power, you know, the scare tactics. Yeah. anyway, so the headlining news is Obama, but, you know, I have to tell you, I really don't want to even talk about it because I'm not exactly sure how I feel and where I stand at this moment because I haven't read all the details. And I know where my heart lies, but I'm just not going to voice that opinion just yet today, especially today. So maybe next week, we'll see. So I had several things that I wanted to talk about. One is that I had a really amazing weekend. My niece spent the weekend with me, and just adore her. She is one of the most amazing people on this planet. I am so grateful for her. She's just amazing. She was the one that was on my radio show about 3 years ago. We talked about movies, and it was really funny because she always talks about that movie. It was Insidious was the name of the film, and she talks about it all the time because, you know, she was really scared watching it, and I was wearing a T-shirt with a handprint, and it was part of the genre of the movie was these handprints, these bloody handprints everywhere, and I've been putting handprints on clothing for, I want to say decades. Yes, decades. Okay. So it was really fun. We had a really, really amazing weekend, and very, very filled, very packed. So we went to see The King and I, and it was a birthday gift from my mom to celebrate both of our birthdays because we're like, I think our birthdays 28, 29, 30, 31, 6 days apart. So, but there are a lot of Geminis in my family, so we're all kind of close over there. So I kind of kick it off, and actually technically I'm not the first birthday of the year, but it's like there's a slight lag. We have a birthday in I think we have a birthday in every single month. There's so many Zilkers out there. So I think that we cover every single month. And it used to be my birthday in my immediate family was the beginning, you know. So May 27, and then, you know, my brothers. So my mom, my brother June, my other brother July, and then my other brother October, you know. So it would be 5, 6, 7. 10, and so on and so on. Anyway, so my birthday, obviously, May 27, and then she's June 2nd. And now I have a ton of friends that are all Geminis. I'm, like, hanging out with all these crazy Geminis, and I've been doing that for a few years. And it's working pretty well, I'd have to say. Kind of like that. Yeah, it's very funny. So everybody's spontaneous, and nobody knows what they want to do because they want to do everything all at one time. I want to do this. Me too. I want to do that. No, I want to do this. Oh, that sounds good. We'll do that instead. No, but maybe we'll do both of those things. Well, let's start with this one, and then we'll go, oh, but this is better if we start here and go there. Okay. So that's kind of how the conversations always work. So, and she's a Gemini, obviously. And so, you know, you make a suggestion, and she's right away, yes, I want to do that. That's excellent. So she met me at my studio on Friday. And we spent a few hours together there, and then we went into the city and we met one of my friends, and it was just like an on and on and on and on thing. And she went to see a jazz band, and I ended up going and seeing some live music, and then she met me back there, and very fun-filled evening. And then we drove my friend home, which was a nice long trip. I think that took like an hour and a half to get her home and to get back. It's crazy. I hate driving that distance like that just to drive someone home so I can go home, but it was all good. I wasn't going home alone. So Saturday was the big day, and we'd been planning it all summer. And I kept telling her, you know, I hate making a plan at the end of the summer because it makes the summer go really quick because you're looking forward to this particular plan. Isn't that the way it always works? It's like you look forward to something, you're waiting for it to happen, it finally is there, and then it's over. Oh. Anyway, so we went to see The King and I, and I have to say it was really spectacular. We had fabulous seats, and it was incredible. I have to say also that I remembered every single song. I didn't even think I knew it as well as I did, but apparently I did. I do. So we had a fantastic time, and after that we went to Brooklyn and went to some store that she wanted. Now, I've been talking about for weeks how I've been losing things. And, you know, it's a little irksome to me when I lose something that I really care about.
And everybody kept telling me, well, just let it go, and if it's meant to be, it'll be, and if it's not, it won't be, and blah, blah, blah. Well, my niece broke her ankle this summer, and she's in a cast that's been finally cut down. It comes off completely on my other niece's birthday on the 17th. And getting in and out of my car, I had this little air freshener that my sister-in-law gave me, and I didn't know where to put it because it's a little overpowering. So I stuck it in the side pocket of the passenger front seat. And recently I turned it around because I've been trying to figure out how to open it so I can change the air freshener packet within it. Well, getting in and out of the car is a little cumbersome with her cast. And she kicked this thing and broke it open, which was perfect because now I know how to open it up. All I have to do is change the cartridge and then close it back up, which I haven't done yet. I was too preoccupied with all the other things that had happened. So she gets out of the car, and I see it's on the floor. And so, of course, being the little neatnik that I am, I picked it up and I decided to throw it into the pocket. And as I'm throwing it into the pocket, lo and behold, what is sitting in that pocket but the stones that I lost? I don't even know when. I want to say that I noticed they were gone when I got my hug from Amma, and that was on the 13th of July. So I have to say, I don't know how they got in there. And one of my friends said to me, you don't need to know how they got in there. They came back to you. Somebody else had them, and they were needed elsewhere, and now you have them back. And it was just when I decided that it was okay and I didn't need them anymore and I let it really go that there they were. I have to say, it really blew my mind. I can't explain the elation that was going through me at that moment upon finding my stones. It was very funny. So I tried to explain it to her, but I don't think that she really grasped it because maybe I had never mentioned to her before. Or, you know, I guess I only spoke about it with my closer friends. Very funny. The whole thing was very funny. Anyway, I think I'm going to be in need of a nap when this is all over today. And I'm going out dancing tonight. And I haven't gone dancing almost the whole summer. I've gone sporadically here and there. And I haven't really liked what the DJ's been playing. And if the DJ isn't making me happy, I don't dance. And even though I try to dance anyway, it really, you know, it's not the same. I like to dance, and I want to feel the music. There's I guess a feeling that I shoot for, and it's like physical therapy, mental, emotional, physical therapy when I go dancing, because I get quite the workout, and at the same time it's like really mentally therapeutic. So that was, you know, so I'm going dancing tonight. I think I'm going to have to do the power nap beforehand. Anyway, so getting back to the King and I, we saw the matinee, and where we were sitting was like we were in the front row of the mezzanine, and it was just spectacular. It was like we had the best seats in the house, I think. And at the end, when we were leaving, the female lead, oh God, could I be more specific here? The female lead who played Kate came out and right at that moment, and so we got her autograph. My niece and I. Her name is Kelly O'Hara, and she's the one that actually won the Tony. So cool. So I took a picture of my niece with her because I don't really care about that. But it made her very happy, and I have to say that's really all that matters is her happiness. Of course, my happiness matters, but at that moment, it was all about her. And, it was spectacular. So we went to this store in Brooklyn, and then we went out for sushi in Brooklyn, and then we came home, and we just chilled out. I have to say, after running around, you know, Friday and Friday night and then Saturday all day all over, and, you know, as I stated, she has a broken leg, well, broken foot, but ankle. Let's go through all of them, phalanges. anyway, so coming home and just chilling out, we ended up watching a movie, and we just spent some real QT together, and that made me extremely happy. I just adore her. I think I've already said that 1,000 times. And she was the catalyst in getting back my stones. Yes, I got my stones back. So now here's the cool thing. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, I've been wanting to buy a musical instrument for quite a number of years. Now, the funny thing is that one of my brothers told me that we're all musical in this family, and don't you have an instrument? And I think you should have an instrument. And, you know, we've had this conversation a few times. And so for the past few, almost a decade, I've been thinking about buying a drum. And, you know, I have to tell you that I kind of knew what I wanted. I even took African drumming lessons for a while. I don't know if it was, I think it was before I was doing my radio show. But I took African drumming lessons, djembe lessons. It's spelled with a DJ, but most people say, the correct pronunciation is djembe. Most people say djembe, and that's incorrect. So I was playing it for her on my computer, the sound. And really, of course, I'm playing it for myself because I'm listening to it. Now, I've played that drum, and I like the sound of it. But I'm a bass fanatic, and that is true. And so, you know, it's all about the bass for me. And so here I am listening to the djembe, and it's sounding a little tinny. And I'm listening to various different drums, bigger, smaller, you know, slightly different type of a head. And all of a sudden, I click on another link for congas, and I'm listening to the sound. And, like, at that moment, it just absolutely connected with me. And I was like, that's what I need to get. I said to her, what do you think? She goes, yeah, I like that too. So I said, I've been asking several of my friends over the last few weeks if they would be interested in going with me and looking, because I didn't want to buy sight unseen. So I ended up looking at all these various different websites, and I have to say, everything like aligned. It was like the angels sang and the heavens aligned, and there it was. And it was like all of a sudden, Sam Ash was having this phenomenal sale, and you know my little joke, why spend less when you can spend more, seems to be the theme of my life lately, which was really funny. But the djembe that I was looking at, you know, was upwards of 200 and change. And I found the congos, and it's a set of congos. I'm sorry, congas. How many times did my niece correct me on that? That was very funny. It's spelled with an A. So with the congas, the sale was a set of congas and a set of bongos. So you're getting four drums. And the price was like almost nothing more than what I was already looking at. I was like, oh, my God, that's it. I'm doing it. And I didn't want to do it sight unseen. So I said to her, listen, I'll drive you home, but before we go, let's make a stop. And I said, you know, that's fine. She said, that's fine. So we pull the car. We go take a little ride. We park the car. And we walk over and we go in. She's playing piano. She's musically gifted. I mean, really, she's got... We all have the gift. My mother has the gift. We all have musical gifts. Talent runs in the family when it comes to just being musical. Hence my brother asking me, what do you play and why don't you have something? You should. I can't wait to tell him. I'm actually kind of waiting till it's in the house in my hands. Or my hands on them. So they're coming tomorrow, actually, and I am stoked. So she went with me, and we picked them out, and they're shipping them. So that was it. It was just like It's the bomb. I'm so excited, elated is probably the best word, and so I'm really quite excited about that. There you go. Take a deep breath. So now there were a few things that I wanted to talk about that I did not get to last week because I have to say my distraction level was quite high, and I'm doing this type of course now where I have to say certain things are just starting to click and click and click. And one of the things that we were talking about was my distractions and how I tangent and that it's not a good thing for me. I always think it's more unique. I'm so unique, I tangent. Now, I don't ever say it that way because that sounds too ego and I'm not egomaniac. But there's something about focusing your own thoughts and being able to carry out one idea. And I always think, oh, well, I'm a total Gemini and I jump around and all my friends can follow me, and sometimes they can and sometimes they can't. But there was really something to this. And all of a sudden, something else clicked. And I was just kind of like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. I understand. Like, I really get it. And what I'm going to be doing is working very, very diligently at staying on point, because it doesn't make me more unique or individual. It makes me distracted, and what it does is it takes my focus away from what it is that I'm trying to say. And so I'm going to be very, very precise with being on point. And I'll tell you something else. For all the people that have been listening to my show over the years, one of the big things that I've gotten pretty steadily is that I'm hard to follow. Now, there are other people that I'm friendly with that, you know me forever, and they say, oh, I'm used to it and I don't have a problem, because you always manage to come back. So I think that what I'm going to be doing is I will still give a lot of detail, but what I will try to do is be more on point with one thing at a time. So anyway, so I have another friend who listens pretty avidly, and she always tells me that she likes it when I tell stories. So I had to tell that story about those stones and finding them, and I have to say that I haven't taken them out. Well, no, I looked at them once. That's not true. I did. I looked at them once. But I haven't given them the attention that they sorely warrant. How's that? Anyway, it was pretty spectacular. I have to say, I had an amazing weekend. It's just the way it goes. You know, sometimes things are just so amazing and they just work out and you're just like, meant to be. So that's what I'm, you know, that's all I'm saying. I'm looking at all my scorched plants, and I have to say I've been watering them like crazy, and there's a lot of new stuff coming up and a lot of old stuff going out. So I'm going to have to go and get my shears and trim them. And I have to say also, the plant that's been flowering for so long, my white ginger did not flower at all this summer, but my blue ginger, the flowers, they're little, but they're really spectacular. I think that I remember saying that I might not have been as, you know, impressed, but I have to say that they have exceeded my expectation, and that always makes me happy because, you know, I try not to expect anything with flowers, but anyway. And then there's another plant that I have. I never remember the name of it. And it's got its second bouquet of flowers. It's like a rubber. I don't know the name of it. I can't tell you. Sorry. Have to let that one go because my sister-in-law has the same plant. And she's told me that her plant also has been flowering this year. And so, yeah, anyway. So there you have it. So I got my Kuan Yin. I think I mentioned that as well. My niece thought she was beautiful. She is beautiful. And she's in my house. And she's not leaking really anymore. I don't know what that was all about. I think it was just the way I cleaned her. And parts of her are way shinier than other parts. And I'm going to hang a shelf above her. So I have this like whole plan. There's a plan of action that I'm going to be taking. And it has to do with the beautification of my statues. That's all I can say on that subject. Well, I could say more. I won't. Oh, my God. Can I tell you that I watered all these plants? I'm just touching some surfaces because I'm trimming. And they're so incredibly dry. You know, the funny thing is that my mother's asked me if I would go and stop in and look at her plants. And she was telling me about the blue ginger that I gave her because now everybody in my family has a clipping of my blue ginger. And the funny thing is that I said to her, I said, listen, that plant drinks a lot of water. And she's told me now that she's watering it 3 times a day. It's a Hawaiian plant, the blue ginger. And so I watered everybody yesterday. I know it's hot in my apartment. I know. I'm well aware. Thank you. But I have to say that it is hot outside, and because I don't have air conditioning in my living room, I think that everybody gets a little bit hotter quicker. And even though the windows are open and it was 72 degrees this morning, it's warm in here, you know. So even though I have a fan blowing, and I never turn that fan off, actually I haven't turned it off at all this whole summer. I'm pretty sure about that, actually. Interesting as that is. Not that I have an issue with that, but yeah, it's kind of cool that, I don't know, I haven't slept with air conditioning in my bedroom in a while. It hasn't been that hot at night. As long as it's not super humid, I don't have an issue with heat. I think we all know that. Do I have to reiterate that all the time? Wow, that was a very fast show. So in 90 seconds. So I have to tell you that next week I will explain and I'll give you a little more details about my drums. Very, very excited about it. And I had somebody who I absolutely adore with me help me pick them out. So that was extra special. And I found my stones. It was like amazing. It was like one fabulous 60 seconds. It was one fabulous thing after the next. All I have to do now is find my earring. That was the other thing I lost. I lost a favorite earring. Actually, it was a very favorite earring. And since I purchased them almost 2 years ago, I think I've worn them so much. I have so many photos of me wearing those earrings. So I'm kind of sad about that one. And I have to say, the quest continues because I have been looking for that earring. I've gone to more stores, Tibetan stores, looking for that earring. Here's a really quick, funny tidbit. Yesterday I was in Dumbo. I met friends, and we ended up having fabulous French food. We had oysters, and we had mussels. We had skate fish. 10 seconds, and we shared a nice half bottle of wine. It was fantastic. And some woman stopped me on the street and asked me about one of my necklaces, and then she said, I like all your jewelry, and I thought that was really sweet. And she was asking me, where did I get it? And I was trying to explain to her all the various different, you know, stores and the practices and things that I do, so I thought that was kind of sweet. Anyway, so there you have it. All my Tibetan jewels. So I've gone to like every kind of Tibetan store that I could possibly muster, and I've yet to find the favored earring. Anyway, so this is Lisa of, I still didn't talk about the one thing, juggling. All right, we're going to do this really quick. I could wait until next week. I'm going to just do it quick. So we all juggle things, okay? And This is a very interesting thing. So everybody's always juggling stuff, you know, family, friends, work, play, you juggle all these things, okay. So one of my friends has been having all these, you know, emotional kriyas, let's call them. A kriya is an Indian word for manifestations of various things that are going on in your life. So she's having all these kriyas, and, you know, she's been tormenting herself trying to keep everybody happy, hence juggling. So what she's been juggling are all these people to try to keep them all happy, to keep them all separated, to keep them all safe. And I said to her, this is a couple of weeks ago, I said, stop juggling. I said, just let go. Let everything land. Let the chips land and let them lay where they land. And let everybody else deal with the whole thing of mingling and getting together and not getting together and avoiding and not avoiding. I said, stop trying to protect everybody. Let them just, let them experience it and let it just happen. And I have to tell you, that's like my new theme. It's like, I'm not a big juggler. I think that there was an odd time, maybe a long time ago in my life, where I used to juggle and try to keep things apart and up in the air and managed. But I have to tell you, you're much happier if you just let go and let them all land where they lay. Let them land and be where they lay, and let everybody else deal with it. You know, there's no reason to try to protect. Let it just be. So that's my thought for the day, is just be. Breathe and be happy. Breathe and be. Okay. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show saying thank you so much for listening. Have a fabulous day. I'm going dancing tonight, and I'll tell you all about it next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.